May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous صلى الله عليه وسلم, has stated that on the day of judgment, meaning on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no shade besides the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there are three types of people who will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning on that severe day, whereby in some narrations, it has been stated that due to the extreme heat of the sun, some people will be drowning in their own sweat. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Qur'an in Majid that the day of Qiyamah is that day whereby a man will run away from his own father. And on that severe day, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are some lucky people. There are some people who will be honored by being able to be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. The companions asked, and they inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are these people that will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, "The first person is he who resolves the difficulties of any of my followers." Meaning a person who solves the problems of his fellow Muslim brother. A person whom, when his Muslim brother is in difficulty, he comes and assists him. He frees him from his difficulty. Such a person will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. And the second person, the Nabi of Allah states that it is the person who revives my sunnah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are revived in the blessed mahal and environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, many sunnahs, such as the sunnah of a miswak, has been revived in the blessed mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. The sunnah of sitting and eating, the sunnah of Amama Sharif, the list goes on and on and on. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the second person who will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal will be he who revives a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third person will be he who recites durood in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us make some good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and also to teach it to the others as well. And let us make the good intention that inshallah azza wa jal, whenever the name of Allah azza wa jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying azza wa jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are doing the silsila that is the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the previous silsila, we discussed the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were associated to plants and trees. Because the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were not only limited to human beings, but rather the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were unlimited, because we have miracles that are heavenly miracles. We have miracles that are associated to plant and trees. We have miracles that are associated to animals. That is why the Quran Majid, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has stated in the Holy Quran Majid that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you but as mercy to the entire universe. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once while we were on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into privacy in a field in order to answer the call of nature. But it was an open field, and there was nothing to cover, nothing to make parda for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there were two trees, and these two trees were far away from one another. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards this one tree, and Waqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed his hand Mubarak on the branch of the tree, and he slightly pulled it towards his direction. And this tree followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other tree at the other end also followed this tree, and they both walked towards the direction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they made parda, and they covered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered the call of nature. At the end, after the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam concluded, these trees went back to their original places. That is why Sayyidina Imam Busayri puts it lovely and composed this couplet, and he says that ja'ad li da'watihi al-ashjaru sajida tamshi ilayhi ala saqin bila qadamin. That by the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trees that had no legs, they answered and responded to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that summarizes our entire previous silsila. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, into today's silsila, we are going to discuss miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were associated to animals. Because even animals brought their complaints in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A camel was once making a loud noise while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present in a garden of an Ansari. And this camel, when it saw the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it cried even in a louder noise. It was sobbing in tears. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy for the entire universe, our akha sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sees this camel in tears and crying in a loud voice, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes towards the camel and he rubs his hand Mubarak on the head of this camel. When Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his hand and starts rubbing the head of this camel immediately stops crying. And then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then inquires from the Sahaba ikram as to who does this camel belong to. The Sahaba ikram replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this camel belongs to an Ansari. And this companion, this Ansari, was called and brought in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to all the Sahaba ikram, to the companions that were present, that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you people control over these animals. Therefore, it is obligatory upon you to show mercy on them. And Nabi of Allah says to this companion that your camel has brought a complaint to me. Subhanallah. The Nabi of Allah says, your camel has brought a complaint to me. Meaning this camel brings its complaint in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning it was not only the Sahaba ikram. It was not only living human beings that were able to knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give their complaints. But the animals as well were able to bring their complaints in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi of Allah says, oh my companions, this camel has brought a complaint to me. And what is the complaint of the camel? The camel complains and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my master feeds me very little food. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only that, my master makes me work more than my ability. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what a great miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even animals brought their complaints in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also we learn a lesson, all those who have animals in their homes, that when you have an animal, you have to look after it. When Allah has blessed you and you are looking after animals, you have to make sure that you provide food for them. You have to make sure that you don't overwork them. Because as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us control over these animals. Therefore, we have to show mercy upon them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that in his youth, he used to be a shepherd to the livestock of Uqba bin Abu Mu'id, the leader of the Kuffar of Makkah. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud states that one day, when he was busy looking after these animals, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to walk past. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Abdullah bin Mas'ud with this livestock. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a request to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and he said to him that, can you give us some milk from these animals so that we can drink and quench our thirst? Abdullah bin Mas'ud replied and said that, these animals that you see here do not belong to me. It is only an amana, it is only a trust to me. These animals have their owner that I answer to. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, one thing that I want you to bear in mind is that at this point in time, Abdullah bin Mas'ud had not yet taken Iman. He had not yet became a Muslim. But look at the manner in which he valued an amana. Today, we are Muslims. Today, we are lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, we do not look after amana. But look at Abdullah bin Mas'ud, even before accepting Iman in Islam, he valued an amana, he valued a trust. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Abdullah bin Mas'ud that, give us a small goat, meaning give us a goat that it is completely impossible for it to produce milk. Abdullah bin Mas'ud gives the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam a small goat. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam places his hands Mubarak on this goat, and milk starts coming out from it. A goat that it is completely impossible for it to be at an age, at a stage whereby it was going to be possible for it to produce milk. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam places his hand Mubarak on this goat. Milk starts gushing out. Milk starts coming out from this goat. And after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam drinks, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also drinks from the milk. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq quenches his thirst, Abdullah bin Mas'ud also drinks from this milk. And after they are done, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then touches and places his hand on this goat. And the Nabi of Allah says to this goat that, be as you were before. And after the Nabi of Allah utters this statement, milk stops coming out from this goat. Subhanallah. How lucky are we that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be ummatis of the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, whose miracles were also associated to animals. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we have covered a few miracles that were associated to a few animals. But there are many and many other more miracles of the Prophet that were associated to animals. There were miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were associated to lizards, to many other more animals. If we have to cover all of them, then we will have to do, the silsila will continue and continue. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whom, when they hear discussions of mu'jizahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they must only increase us in Iman. They must only increase us in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank.